Hello, everybody. Welcome to Real Talk Radio, the Patreon podcast of the Trophy Room, where each and every month, me and my best friend Kyle get real with y'all, and we talk about what's going on in our lives. And I think this one might be...
I like how you say you talk about what's going on in our lives. Some pretty monumental things have happened since we've done one of these.
I know. So, like, here's the thing. I do feel guilty, because, like, December... We were supposed to, like, figure out the last little Road to Greatness and, you know, the last little Real Talk. And we recorded some of it. But then I got sick. But before we talk about that, I want to introduce, of course, the greatest co-host, whoever is, whoever will be, Mr. Kyle Stevenson. How are you, sir? How was your break?
Oh, my God. I mean, like, I don't want to make this about me. But, like, last time I spoke to you. Yeah. Is when I showed you that Greg Miller was my fucking Secret Santa.
Yeah.
And not only is Greg Miller coming to our show as a guest, but I'm going to be on PS I Love You. And that was such a high moment and still is a high moment. And then what? 2 days later, you tell me your news? Like, fuck.
Yeah, I totally one-upped you. I got COVID. It was not fun.
Yeah, man. First off,
okay.
Before we get into it, I'm so happy to see you. It's been two full weeks.
Dude.
It's been a roller coaster those 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But seeing you smiling and not looking like death is making me so happy.
Dude, I'm so happy to be here. More ways than one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my big news was my dad wasn't careful enough. He thought he just had a cold. He gave us all COVID. One of his coworkers lied about the test.
Oh, man.
Went to work anyway, which is kind of fucked up because, like,
yeah.
The boss was actually being pretty cool. He was just like, listen, if you have COVID, stay away from us for 2 weeks. We will still pay you. I don't know if it's, like, the full amount of whatever.
Sure.
We'll still pay you. And just, you need to stay home. And this guy did not stay home. And he got everybody sick. Now, luckily, no one in my family had to go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
We're all pretty damn sound. But, like, to that coworker guy, fuck you. And to my dad, you should have quarantined at home.
Yeah.
That's your one little mission. My dad...
Is there a spot in your house for one of you to quarantine and be isolated?
It is an awkward situation.
Yeah.
Because, like, we have a bathroom upstairs, we have a bathroom downstairs. And, like, when you have COVID, you can't breathe really well. So, like, that person has to go on the first floor.
Yeah.
And that's where my brother and his wife sleep. And that's where, you know, like, you're going in, you know, the living room's there, the kitchen's there. So, like, it's really hard. But now that we all got it, we kind of know what to do. So... pretty much where I was staying, we call it the TV room. That's just where the main TV is, my dad's TV is.
Yeah.
That's where I secluded myself for 2.5 weeks. It's been wild.
Yeah. Because thinking about my house, I don't know where I would go.
Yeah.
Like, sure, I could stay down here. It's fine. But then I would have to walk up the fucking stairs, use the bathroom every time. And if breathing is such a huge issue, which we all know it's a huge issue.
Yeah.
I'm going to go shit in that closet over there. That's where it's going to happen. Because I'm not going up and down the stairs.
Bucket. That's the other thing. Is like you need complete cooperation and understanding with your family. With like your limitations, their limitations. Because making food is like, so like with COVID, your appetite's fucking, it doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. You're just miserable. I didn't eat until like day 5 or 6. And so like when we did, we would like make eggs. You know, we were trying to find protein anywhere. We have the coolest neighbors as well, because when our neighbors found out, except the one dickhead right next to us. Dickhead is still dickhead. He's still a douche. But like we have an amazing lesbian couple 2 houses down. They're amazing. Shout out to Colleen and Shelley. You two are fantastic. They gave us chicken noodle soup in these big like containers. It was delicious. It was like, oh my god, this, like, I still don't have taste, but like, what I remember is the texture was on point. Then our neighbors across the street, who also hate the neighbors right next to us, they gave us two big things of like penne, like pasta. Nice. Mm-hmm. And we're like, we can't have cheese, but like, they're just like, okay, we'll just do sauce. And oh my god, they also gave us meatballs on the side. And that I tasted. And that was phenomenal. Shout out Amanda. You are a godsend, and I need that penne vodka recipe ASAP. So, like, our neighbors came in really clutch when it came to food.
Yeah.
But, like, when you got it, it's just, it's miserable town.
Yeah. I mean, I would call somebody a liar if they say, oh, yeah, I got it. It's a great time. I get to stay home, whatever. I get to watch TV all day. It's fine, whatever.
Oh, it's fine. Yeah. Also, shout out to my friend Lindsay. She could go fuck herself. Because she was just like, yeah, I had a very minor case.
Oh, fuck
she,
off.
She only had three days, and she's like, yeah, it was just like difficulty breathing. But like, I'm fine. And I'm like, I hate you. I've How been dare through you? So much.
Good God, I'd get one little cold and I'm out for like 2 weeks. What are you talking about?
Exactly. I'm like, nah. Did you really get it, Linz?
Yeah.
But yeah, so like that's been my 2 weeks.
I mean, that brings me to a question I wanted to ask you, and I already know the answer, but how is the test? Is the test as scary as some people have made it out to be?
Great. Okay, so we have a great story about this. So I've taken the test several times. It's a swab up the nose. At worst, it fucks with your sinuses.
Yeah.
For a couple of minutes, you tear up and whatever. But you're a man, so you suck it up. You hide those emotions.
Toxic masculinity.
I'll take this to the grave. Yeah. No, I cried a lot. So yeah. Like. the test. I was too sick to go. My mom was too sick to go. My brother was supposed to take the test on Friday of Christmas, actually. He was supposed to take it Christmas, but he was too sick to go. So he finally went, I think, on Monday or Tuesday after Christmas. And so he took the test for us because we had all the same symptoms. So we're like, okay, so if one of us has this, we all have this.
Yeah.
And so he took it, and dude, my brother was so pissed at the guy. I forgot. Oh god, this is the COVID fog coming in. But he said, "Mr. Moran, what are you doing? You got COVID." Along those lines, so what am I doing? The fuck do you mean? Here's my brother waiting in his car. He's like, and this is some guy in a fucking, what I'm thinking is some Back to the Future like jumpsuit, yeah,
yellow hazmat, radioactive.
What are you doing? Getting sick? I don't fucking know.
Fuck off, man. What do you mean?
So, yeah, my brother took it for us.
Okay.
And the one question that hangs afterwards for people who are wondering about this is, like, what do you do after you get it? Like, do you take a test afterwards? You could if you want, but pretty much it's just wait 7 to 14 days. And then you're just good. Once you don't have the fever and the main symptoms, because you'll always, like, this cough and like my breathing will be shitty for a few more weeks. But once like the main symptoms are gone, you wait 7 to 14 days, and then you're good to go. You don't need to take another test. So I'm at the point where I'm good to go. I can't run a fucking
down to clown.
Exactly, I'm down to clown. But like, yeah, that's a test. It's cool that it's getting here faster. That's my one thing. The one thing that though was a highlight, Kyle.
Yeah,
this maybe will make us emotional. I don't know. All emotions have flown out.
I've cried a lot over the last 2 weeks for a variety of reasons, so it's fine.
Yeah, I think we both have experienced. All of the range of emotions.
100%.
But the one thing was, I think it was the New Year's Eve with you and Mike.
Uh-huh.
that really got me through some shit. That's actually, I think, where I coughed up the bile.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Happy to have willed that into existence for you.
Yeah.
Watching us, this should be our new tagline. Watching 6-1 Indie streams causes you to cough up bile.
There you go. No, seriously, because it was just like, it was kind of like it gave me the feeling of like how, you know, us recording.
Yeah.
Because I miss your voice.
Yeah.
And so
I miss you too.
I know, right? This is great.
It was bad. It was rough these 2 weeks, man.
Which, if I could give one more little rant, because this is legitimately very helpful, talking about coughing up stuff.
Yeah.
When you have breathing issues, there is something you do. So, like, not everybody will have the breathing bullshit. I got it midway through. That's the COVID pneumonia. That's the shit that kills people, genuinely. And so what you want to do is you want to do some breathing exercises every 2 hours. We did it because my breathing was so shit. Every hour, or what my brother's one buddy suggested, every time you hit a commercial break, which luckily we have the basic ass Hulu, it happens a lot, do your breathing exercises then.
Yeah.
So what you do is you breathe through your nose, you hold for 5 seconds if you can, just any amount, but you breathe in through your nose and then out through your mouth like that with a cough. And that helps get bile out of your lungs. And you generally, most of the time, won't see it. It's going to help you really move your lungs and stretch them out and whatnot. So my brother taught me that because my breathing was getting really bad. Like, my blood oxygen level, I would assume, is around 70 at this point. And that's where, like, you go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And everybody's scared of that shit. It really is. So I did that breathing exercise. And then afterwards, another one you can do is the same thing, but you lie on your stomach. If and when you get this, you never lie on your back, because your lungs are located behind you, like on your back, and the bile just stays there. It sticks to the sides. So you want to make sure if and when you're sleeping or resting, you're sitting up, or you're sleeping on your side or stomach. Generally, you want to do stomach, but I'm a large and in charge guy, so side was the thing we had to do.
That used to be my position in high school. I can't sleep on my stomach anymore, though.
Yeah, same.
It sucks. That was so comfortable.
I know. It was so... those are the days.
Right?
So, like, what I did was I positioned myself so that I was laying down on my stomach for a little bit, and I did the same thing, breathing inwards, trying to hold it as much as I can, 5 seconds, outwards. And like, immediately, once you start laying down, you just start coughing. And Kyle, I swear to God, this was the scariest thing. When I did that, my lungs felt like a drain.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, like when you see the drain, like the water's going
swirling
down.
Swirling like, around.
Swirling around. That's what I was feeling when I was breathing.
Oh, man.
And it was coming, and it was like a tornado coming upwards.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, I immediately got up, and, like, I'm having a breathing episode, and then I coughed up this bile, which, to get not so explicit, is kind of like a fur ball. Is gray gunk. And it was like the size of a couple of quarters, which I found out isn't necessarily normal, but my breathing improved literally by half. Like, I could breathe at that point, like, from like 20% to 40% better. Mm-hmm. And then I got in the shower and I did the same thing of breathing in and out, and I coughed up more of it. And that's when my breathing really started to improve. So make sure you're doing those breathing exercises if you get this. Make sure you are resting sitting up or on the side, preferably, though, on the stomach, so that you get rid of this shit.
Yeah.
Because it's real bad.
Yeah.
But Kyle, I got a question for you, man.
Yeah,
unless
you
have something else for me.
No, I mean, I had a silly follow-up, but that's fine.
Okay, go to a silly follow-up. I like this.
While you're on your deathbed, what do you want to watch? What were you watching?
Oh. Great one. I was watching someone's calling me. He doesn't know. We're watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Sweet.
I was watching The Office. I was watching Cobra Kai. which I binged those three seasons. Such 80s cheese.
Are they 40-minute episodes or 20, like the 30-minute mark?
30 minutes around there. Okay. Sweet. Yeah, 20, 30. Watch Wonder Woman. Yikes.
Yeah, it could. I don't hate it as much as others, but it's not great.
It's like I've never seen a script going, so why are we doing this? Because we said it we could. Okay. So I watched that. I watched The Flight Attendant.
Oh, yeah. I binged that, too. I really enjoyed that.
I was on the second to last episode. It's pretty good. And Kaley Cuoco, she's gorgeous. Jesus.
The fact that she's also voicing Harley Quinn in the Harley Quinn show is bonkers. She does a great job as Harley. That's a great show, too, by the way.
Oh, my God. So fucking good. That's another show that I'm like, you know, I have fall asleep shows, which sounds bad, but they're really positive. Those are like that get me in the zone of just nice and relaxed, nice and breezy. And I tried watching Titans. Not bad, just really dark. That was the one thing with me, because I was an emotional wreck over everything, was I needed things that were comfort, that were nice, that would make me feel good, and make me forget about everything. So, like, I watched some Star Wars. I watched a lot of MCU. Yeah. A lot of it. And, like, that would typically get me out of the funk. Also, Ant-Man 1 and Ant-Man and the Wasp are good movies.
Thank you. Thank you.
They're not going to be...
No.
They're not pushing the MCU. But they're not terrible. No. When people are like, Ant-Man's bad, I'm like, no, it's fun.
Paul Rudd as Scott Lang is a delight.
Yes.
So damn good.
And people are just angry because Edgar Wright didn't direct the first one. Yeah. That's really what it is. He wrote it. You can see his DNA's in that movie. And guess what? It's fine. And guess what? Edgar Wright, kind of overrated. I'm going to say it. I know I'm going to take some heat for it. Ooh, he's a great director, but like people put him on this pedestal.
Oh, that I can agree.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, just, I get it. Baby Driver's a good movie. Shaun of the Dead, great movie, right? Like, I get this.
At World's End, great movie.
At World's End. Got real weird at the end. Yeah, but yeah, great movie. Like
Scott Pilgrim. Great movie.
Great movie. Also, a little overrated. But listen. Here's the thing. I hate when it's the hipster effect. I see hipsters liking something, I'm like, it can't be that great. So when people like freak out over Scott Pilgrim, I'm like, I get it. Like what's the main actress?
I think Ramona Flowers, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, I think.
Yeah, she could punch me right in the fucking tooth. I get it. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, that movie, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay. So that's what I was watching on my deathbed.
Sweet.
It's a lot of stuff. Kyle, I got something for you, so you can rant on this vamp on it a little bit.
I'm ready.
Greg Miller, what the fuck, man?
What the fuck, Greg? Man, it's... completely surprising and overwhelming still when I think about it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Like, I don't know. I don't know what happened. Because here's the part that is a little messed up, but not really. I'm just saying that just because. So, Kelsey and Mike, they knew before me because all our 6-1 Indie email goes to one account. And there was like, oh, Kyle, there's an email for you. You need to go look at it, whatever. And I go in and it says, from Greg Miller. And the title is, I'm Not Your Secret Santa. I'm like, all right, that's bullshit, Greg. That's bullshit. And I know it. I know what you're trying to do. And then I was texting them because I couldn't watch it right away. And I'm like, guys, why is Greg my Secret Santa? What did you do? What did you do? And, like, he's not. Like, the title of the email says he's not. And I go to watch it, and, I think he said his cousin, Paige, is the one that started. I was like, oh, that's cool. Whatever. Hi, Paige. Nice to meet you. And then it kicks over to Greg, and then the rest is history if you watch the video, which is on the Kinda Funny YouTube channel, which is another whole mind-blowing thing.
Yeah.
And then immediately after I was done, I didn't have to say anything. Mike and Kelsey texted back like, P.S. I love you, dude. I'm like, what the fuck? You guys watched it? I was not the first person to watch it?
No.
I It's still that weird mental gymnastics, I guess.
Yeah.
The hurdles of, like, not letting the imposter syndrome take over and be
very,
like,
easy for that to happen.
Very much like, you don't deserve this. This is just like a gift. Greg didn't recognize your work. This is just him being nice.
Yeah.
And I'm getting better about it. Like, I haven't thought that in a while, but every time someone is like, Kyle, you deserve this. Oh, God, I'm going to cry. You deserve this. you do so much for everybody, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, shut up. Don't tell me. I don't want to feel anything. Stop.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a roller coaster. It's a happy one. This is a newsflash. This is what the PS I Love You XOXO episode's going to be. Just me crying the whole time.
I can't wait.
I'll be sitting there while Greg and Blessing talk about Bloodborne, whatever, and I'll pipe in like, yeah, great. And then just go back to being like an observer.
Honestly, I'd be like, hey, guys, I want to just question. Just simple one. Who do you think you are? We did this show because PS I Love You is dead, supposedly.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, Joe, I'm going all in with that. Like, how dare you?
And then you guys come back. And then you guys come back. And
Blessing, this is your fault?
Yeah, exactly.
How dare you came on our show?
First.
And then you came back. You're like, you know what? We need to bring it back. There's some these jabronis over here at the trophy room trying to take over the PlayStation spot. We can't let that happen, Greg.
Dude, that's fucking wild. Because we are huge fans of Kind of Funny.
Yeah,
the huge inspiration for us for what we do. P.S. I Love You is the inspiration to the show, and so like for him, and like here's the thing that's weird for me. This is my imposter syndrome, I guess. First off, what I would say to that imposter syndrome, it's a gift and I'm going to fucking own it. Like, this is it's an opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
Take it. But, like, my one thing when he's like, oh, yeah, so, like, you know, I'll be on your show and you'll be on mine. I was like, fuck, this is pressure I didn't need.
Yeah, right?
Like, well, fuck, this isn't a Christmas gift for me.
That's what he could have stopped there. Just him coming on the trophy room is huge. We got to make sure it's a big news week. So we're not talking about like another crunch situation or something like that. Like,
well, my one thing, my biggest concern, Kyle, because and when we have guests, this is always my biggest concern, is like, what, you need to talk. I always suck at balancing things.
It's fine. Just like, it'll be fine.
I'm like, maybe Kyle's the host this week.
I don't care. I'll do it.
Maybe I read the news real bad. I don't know. But yeah, like, that was my biggest thing. I was just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And then how do I do like, this balancing act?
After we record that episode, hey, Greg, give us your PlayStation contacts. How do we get to cover The Last of Us Part 3 early? Let us know.
Yeah, please. Also, a KFGD spot would be rad for both of us.
Man.
Just saying. You know, just putting it out there. But yeah, that was so wild. When he showed me this, we were both crying at this. I was just so proud because, you do so much.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy that you have gotten recognized, whether luck or whatnot.
Yeah.
Like, that is, the point is, it's happening.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
We don't know when.
Nope. I've also been that weird thing because, again, this has never happened before. Yeah. When do I email back? When do we start planning this? When is it, like, am I going to be on pins and needles for the entire year? And it's not going to happen until later? Like, I'm not complaining. I just need to know.
Yeah.
And so he sent me the game that I asked for as part of the Secret Santa, the Pathless. So yes. I got that code today, and in the email, I was like, listen, I realize you guys just came back. Congrats on Kind of Funny Day. It was incredible. Let me know when you want to. I started with, let me know when you want to come on our show. We'll start with there. I want to do that first.
I want to razzle dazzle this son of a bitch. You know what I mean?
Man.
Be like, whoa, these kids got some pizzazz.
So then at next year's Kind of Funny Day, PS I Love You XOXO is announced as a 4-person show, and it's the trophy room cross.
Boom.
Yeah. P.S. I Love You trophies XOXO.
And honestly, I'm very happy for Blessing for finally getting on the fucking Bloodborne bandwagon. Though it was frustrating for him, for me to see some of the ways he was fighting some of these guys. He's like, dude, because like there's this weird like centimeter looking motherfucker. I'm like, dude, you got to fight him like he's a dragon. Fight him on his sides. Fight him. You're fighting right in front of him. Blessing, what are you doing? And you guys know it's the Bergenworth manner. I'm like, what are you doing? Fighting him like this? You don't do. He's gonna fuck you up with the cosmic throw up he does, you know.
God, I'm not gonna lie, Joe. I've been thinking about going back to Bloodborne.
Yeah,
and it's not just because Greg and Blessinger brought it up, and it's been in everyone's even before that. As I was playing Demon Souls over break again, and running through bosses like it's nobody's business.
What boss are you on?
Well, I got up to the oh god, I forgot about the Flame Lurker.
Okay, Flame Lurker's pretty intense.
And he killed me a bunch of times, and I got frustrated, and I quit. Mm-hmm. But during that whole thing, I was like, man, I kind of want to play Bloodborne. Kind of enjoyed just that time we did it on stream where we were racing. I was like, man, that felt way better to me than this.
Yeah.
So it's clawing at me. And if I do, then I want you to be like my co-pilot along with Mike. Yes. Like, help me through and understand what the hell is going on in this world.
it's classic people going out of their mind.
Yeah, you know, aliens. Nothing. Or something like that, right?
It's something like that. Well, more like otherworldly beings, cosmic beings that are can't see nor hear with our own eyes. That's why some people gouge them out, because they think it's that's like how Antifa. You really see them.
Can't see them with our own eyes.
Some would say it doesn't even exist. Oh, I miss this so much. Oh, yeah. So there you go. So, okay. So here's what the show's been for the past almost 30 minutes. I had COVID. We talked a lot about that.
Yeah.
On my deathbed, talked about that.
Yeah.
Talked about Greg Miller coming on this fucking show.
Yeah.
And how we're going to try to compose ourselves.
Yeah. Let's add one more thing before we end it.
I was about to say, yeah.
How are you going to capitalize, not just on Greg coming on the show, but how are we going to capitalize it being a new year? And how are we going to make this year bigger and better for us personally?
Yeah.
And professionally when it comes to the show itself? Like, I know we said a couple of weeks back that we don't really believe in resolutions, which I still kind of don't, but...
Same.
I have this fire underneath me right now. Like, now's the time. Stop wasting it. Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, Joe, what do you want to do? I mean, I saw your tweet, which is I agree with completely.
Yeah. So, if you guys haven't, this is a great question, by the way. I want to lose 80 pounds. Just stat pronto. Mm-hmm. I want to get that job. And what that job really means, because I see a lot of people fighting, like, I want a job in the industry. I want a job in the industry. I just want a job that pays student loan debt down.
Yeah. Money would be great.
Money would be great right now. and when it comes to the show, it's always weird because I'm just like, just want to continue to grow.
Yeah.
Just want to continue doing what I do, not compromise and such, because like this past year has been crazy. I think by probably the end of February we'd cross 100,000 downloads.
Oh shit!
Like, that's fucking nuts.
And six figures, hell yeah.
Yeah, so like, and that's across the multiple feeds we've had. By the way, that's not the one solo feed, but. Yeah, like that's huge. Not many podcasts have done that. So like, just continue to grow. The one thing that I think our main goal is, when I was thinking about how we can improve the podcast, is bringing on more diverse guests on the show.
Yeah, for sure.
And I know that sounds like one big SJW safe space thing, because it absolutely is.
Yeah. And it's not wrong. It's a fact. It has to happen.
Because honestly, like having Asa was one of my favorite guests.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my computer wanted to chime in as well. They agree as well. Virus protection has been enabled. That, like, Asa was one of my favorite guests. We would have never known, right? Because we keep on bringing these white guys on.
Yeah,
so
man.
I think...
Every week you bring me on. I don't know why you do it.
So I think the cool thing that we've done this year is, like, I think we've recognized that, and we've done a good job to pivot to other guests, you know, yeah, to bring on. So I would love a guest a month.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
And make it someone that I feel like people need to look at and check out.
Yeah.
And I think we did a good job this year. I think we could do an even better job next year. And then when it comes to, like, the video portions, I've already delayed that till February. And I have a look and a feel I want to go for that I was going to plan for these 2 weeks, but again, shit happens.
Yeah.
So, or the past 2 weeks before the COVID happened. So the January is, like, kind of like take it easy breezy. And I think in February, what I want to start doing is actually uncovering the history of PlayStation, of, like, certain studios and games. And I want to start covering that. So, like, kind of doing a deep dive and, like, we're all learning together type of thing.
Yeah.
So that's the goal, is more in-depth video essays that I think mean something more than, like, what you see on YouTube now, which is just, like, we're just chasing clicks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I think that was the one thing for me was really tiresome, was covering the Cyberpunk thing and then just seeing YouTubers just beat it to death. I'm just like, I don't want to chase clicks like that. I'd rather make a video a week that goes in depth about something in PlayStation.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, we could cover the news here and have awesome conversations about it and have YouTube be something a bit more, I guess, nebulous.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. What are your goals, man?
I mean, yeah, it's getting myself more out there is 100% a thing. Mm-hmm. I need to start taking advantage of the advice you've given me and other people. Just, like, just fucking do it. Yeah. Just don't hold yourself back and go for it, which is something I definitely want to take advantage of. As far as the show goes, again, like, I want to keep killing the game every single week. I would love to do a little bit more Twitch streaming whenever we can, whether that's live recordings, whether that's us playing Ghosts of Tsushima Legends, like, whatever the case may be. I would love to just have time to sit down and play games with you,
yeah,
whether it's on stream or not. I just want to play games with other people. And same. Yeah, I want to get better at editing and doing things on that end, because I fucking bought the software. I need to get my money worth out of it.
I mean, you're gonna start doing, I assume you're gonna start doing the month in games.
Yeah, in I looked at this month and there's not much.
Hitman.
There's Hitman. The Scott Pilgrim game is coming back.
Okay.
There's a couple other smaller things, but I don't think it's worth doing a big whole video for.
Sure.
I have maybe an idea as a replacement thing, but...
Okay.
We'll see.
Nice.
But yeah, February that will start up, and then whatever other video stuff that I think of, try to do that.
Yeah. I'm really proud of what we've done this year.
Same.
And, like, seeing us and seeing other people that have maybe done it longer or just, like, on the same trajectory we've been on, and just seeing the growth of this little podcast has been fucking crazy. Yeah. I think the last goal, I think I said it on the Twitter, is this year I will be on Kind of Funny Games Daily.
Yeah.
This year I will be on Podcasts, not Podcast Unlocked, Beyond. You know, I will be on those shows.
Yeah.
So God help me. I want to be on the shows that that inspired me to do this. And I think the one thing that makes what we do and what I do a little different from a lot of people is A lot of people use, I think, their podcast as like the jumping off point to go land a job at IGN. And that is not my job. That is not what I'm here for. It's like, my thing is like, I want to have, that dream died way long ago. So like, my whole thing is just like, my dream is, of course, this is like, when I talk about this during job interviews, people really are interested in it, which is cool. But like, it's about building that beyond. It's about building that podcast. It's like, I think one of my biggest inspirations is Gamertag Radio. They've been doing it for 10 plus years. Finally gotten the fucking recognition they deserve, for sure. But like, seeing how, for the most part, self-sustained they are, but how committed they were and are. That like, doing two shows a week for 10 plus years is nuts. Yeah. And to make that what I assume is a livelihood from it, that's fucking nuts.
Yeah, you know? Right.
So that's kind of what I feel the Trophy Room has. That is, I feel like at this point we're not imitation. We are genuinely our own show that I think stands out from all the other shows in its own unique way, and I'm really happy about that. But yeah, that's been Real Talk Radio, man. Here we are.
Here we are. 2021, watch out. Trophy Room boys, we're coming for you.
That's right. COVID could keep this boy down. At least for the next 50 days, and then I really...
I want you to... Not really, but like... Imagine people who have recovered from COVID just running down the streets with no mask, like, ha ha, in 50 days! Look at me! I'm a god!
People say I'm immune, I don't know. Magic fingers. All right, everybody, I love you all. Keep it what's about you. Keep hunting. Keep playing PlayStation. Keep tuning in. Love you guys.
Love you.